This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
So, Side Chick Staycation Setups, new part of the show. Let's say good morning to Angelina.
Morning.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
So, Miss Angelina, we read from the email that you suspect your husband of having an affair.
Right.
Well, give us the story of you two.
So, I've been married for 6 years.
6 years, okay. It's a long time.
Yeah, but my husband has this friend. They, like, it's an ex-girlfriend, but they grew up together, and they were like
whoa,
each other.
Whoa. This is a friend that also happened to be an ex?
Well, I mean, yes, they are exes, but it's complicated because they were each other's, like, first girlfriend, like, but way back. You know, she still hangs out with his family and will, like, come over, stop over for dinner, and I notice that she doesn't show up very often when I'm around, but, like, you know, sometimes I can't make it out, and I think that JJ lied to me on Friday night.
Here we go. Here comes the juice. Hold up here. Let me pull up my seat. What did JJ's your husband, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What did JJ do Friday night?
Well, he said he was going to his sister's house to help put up a new TV that she bought.
Mm-hmm.
But then he didn't come home until, like, midnight.
What?
And when I asked, you know, like, who was there and, like, some questions about how the night went, he got really defensive.
Right. That's important to know. I mean, you should know about your husband's whereabouts if he's not coming home at a normal time.
When you asked him that question, what did he say?
He said he was just hanging out with his sister. But then I know that he was lying about that because Gianna, his ex, she Snapchatted earlier from JJ's sister's house. So she was there.
So you guys saw on Snapchat that his ex was at his sister's house before he got there.
Right. Isn't that weird?
That is weird. Okay.
Yeah, if she was there. I mean, I could see his side, like, if nothing did happen. Like, I'm not even going to bring this up because it's going to cause a fight. I just put up the TV and I went home. But I could see how it's weird to you. Like, why wouldn't he have mentioned it?
Right. So that's my thing. Like, I just want to know what's going on.
Now,
I mean, like, I was never crazy about her, but now I think he's lying to me about her, and that's where I draw the line, you know?
Absolutely. And you are a very, very strong woman to have your husband hanging out with his ex. Like, off top, that's a lot.
What's her name again?
Gianna.
All right, so this is what we're going to do with the Side Chick Staycation. We're going to call Gianna up, offer her a romantic hotel stay, and see who she wants to put on the reservation, and we're all crossing our fingers that she does not say your husband, JJ.
Okay.
And I'm sure if she does, then you have some choice words for her.
Yep.
If she does say JJ, what are we thinking here? Is this a wrap for you and him, or?
I mean, if she does say JJ, then yeah. I mean, he's going to have to make some hard choices for sure.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not like, I mean, that's my husband.
Right.
And I love him, but.
You going to fight for it?
Yeah, no.
Okay, well, Natasha here has some counseling numbers just in case that does, but we'll hope for the best that she doesn't say JJ.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Side Chick Staycation, set up. Oh, I need a big tub of popcorn for this one.
Yeah, this one's going to be...
This one's a hard one.
I know. That's coming up next. Calling Gianna. Don't move. Your morning mess. Okay, so we're back. We got plenty of popcorn for this one. A Side Chick Staycation set up. Let's say good morning again to Angelina.
Morning.
Hi.
You're put in a situation where you've been married 6 years, but you've always known your husband's family kept close to his ex before you came in the picture.
Right. They've always been close.
Him and his ex kind of grew up together in the neighborhood, you told us off the air, and they were high school sweethearts or what have you.
Right. And she's still, like, really close with his sister and stuff.
What is she like around you?
Ooh, good question.
You know, she's polite. She's not, like, particularly warm. And I think that she avoids me a little bit.
Mm. Okay. Well, we're going to call her up. We're going to offer a free romantic hotel stay and ask her who she wants to put on the reservation. And hopefully she doesn't say your husband, JJ, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Angelina, hold on.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Gianna?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Gianna. This is Jonathan calling from the Aurora Hotel. I've got some really good news if you've got maybe 30 seconds of your time. We do a grand prize giveaway here, which includes a free romantic weekend stay in our penthouse suite. We've accompanied that with our honeymoon package.
Oh, no, I'm not interested. That's okay.
Oh, ma'am, I do want to make sure you know, if you forfeit on the call, you're also ruining your chances on participating in our giveaway. I wouldn't want you to lose out on this opportunity. So I want to promise you that there is no actual money or deposits involved. This romantic weekend stay is just for you, and it is completely free.
There's no cash? There's no nothing I have to do or sign up for?
Not at all, ma'am. Room service would be an additional charge, and we would take your payment method from there. But outside of that, the whole weekend stay is yours and completely free.
Okay. Great.
Perfect. So we can go ahead and get started. And
okay.
You know, you sound excited, so I want to congratulate you again. But we do need to get the name of your guest. So my question for you, since I do have your name and number, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic weekend stay with you?
Okay, yeah. The other name will be JJ.
I fucking knew it. I knew it. You are trash, Gianna.
Gianna, we have to let you know you're live on the radio. It's the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
Trash.
Yeah, that would be JJ's wife.
How long has this been going on?
You called
Gianna,
the radio.
How long have you been screwing my husband?
Gianna, you might as well get it off your chest now.
A few times since the beginning of the year.
I am so f***ing over this. Does his family know?
Oh my God.
It's a good question, though. Does her husband's family know that this affair has been going on?
His sister and his mom did.
Oh, no! Okay, girl. No, you are lying at this point. There is no way.
This. I am calling his ass right now.
All right.
I'm sorry, Angelina.
She's already gone.
She hung up. All right, Natasha, you'll call her back, right?
Yeah.
Gianna, here's a question, though. You said the mom and sister knew.
The mom has, she knows, but she hasn't said anything to me. And the sister, they're like, well, like, you've got to end it. Someone's got to say something. Mm-hmm. And I never did. And I kind of told him, like, what are we doing? Do we even have a chance if you were to break up with Angelina?
That's a whole marriage, though. It's not even, like, just a breakup that's his girlfriend. That's a whole marriage.
It's the worst mother and sister ever.
Okay.
How many times did this happen?
It happened, like, 4 times.
At his house? Or was that your house?
Once mine, the rest his.
At his house?
It's bad. It's really not good.
Oh, my God. Was his mom standing watch, like, at the door?
Oh, my God.
I really don't know. I messed up so much. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, we got some numbers from you. I think you need to get some counseling. And Natasha is already calling her up. Okay? Hold on. We got some numbers for you, okay?
Okay.
That was crazy.
What the hell?
I bet you did it in his bed, too.
Why? That's where your mind is going?
You're such a chismosa.
The mom and the sister knew about it?
Wait, what is chismosa? That sounds
like
cheese.
A little gossip girl.
Oh, I thought it was cheese and a mimosa.
Oh, my God, this guy.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.